Thank you everyone for coming. So I'm Christine Hackman, clearly, and I will be presenting on Work Hard, Play Hard, examining the contradiction between binge drinking and exercise behavior in first-year Greek-affiliated college students. First, I just have nothing to declare, and I have no disclosures, and neither do any of the authors. And speaking of the authors, it wasn't just me. Myself, Sarah Rush, Hannah Priest, Stuart Eustan, all four of us are from the University of Alabama. Meg Shepard is from A.T. Still University. Renee Umstead-Meyer is from Baylor University. And Laura Talbot Forbes is from the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And this research was supported by a Department of Education grant. So quickly, I'll be going over the session objectives. So first, I'll be describing previous research that examines the exercise-alcohol use relationship. Then I'll discuss alcohol use and exercise prevalence in a high-risk population, such as the population that we studied. And lastly, I'll be describing findings examining the association between alcohol use and exercise among college students. I'll also be talking about conclusions, implications, and limitations of our study. So just a little bit of background on alcohol. According to a national survey from the CORE Institute published in 2010, a large percentage of college students report drinking regularly. So what does this look like? Well, about 85% or 84% drank in the past year, and then 46% binge drank at least once in the last 2 weeks. So just about 50%. So why do we care about alcohol? Well, there are a lot of health behaviors and health consequences that are associated with alcohol use, such as unintentional injuries, unplanned sex, driving after drinking, and death, among others. And the population, and we need to keep this in mind when we're talking about this population under study is very high risk. There's three things that make a population, a college population, particularly at risk, and that is Greek affiliation, first-year status, and athlete. And this population, we're talking about two of the three. So they're Greek-affiliated, and they're freshmen, or they're first-year students. And if we look back at that statistic, the 46% binge drank in the last 2 weeks, our population, we're talking about more like 75% actually binge drank at least once in the last 2 weeks, so just keeping that in mind. So some background on exercise. So what we did was we examined aerobic exercise and strength training. And aerobic exercise, or cardio exercise, is activity that uses large muscle groups, can be maintained continuously, and is rhythmic in nature. So some common examples of this would be walking, swimming, cycling, or running, among others. And also keeping intensity in mind, that's kind of how we tend to categorize aerobic exercise. So it would be something like low, moderate, or high, or very intense, or vigorous, something like that. And then strength training exercise is muscle strengthening and bone strengthening physical activity. And some examples of that would be free weights or weight machines. So now we're looking specifically at the college population and exercise prevalence. So we got this information, these percentages, from NCHA, the Undergraduate Reference Group report, and this was particularly from spring 2012. And if you guys aren't familiar with NCHA, the National College Health Association, they sent out an annual survey to over 100 colleges nationally. So it is a pretty good representative snapshot of the health of college students. And so we're talking about moderate cardio and strength training here, and just looking at the zero, so how many days per week did you perform whatever exercise in the last 7 days, looking at this zero, about between 20 and 25% did not do any moderate cardio exercise, and just about 50% did not do any type of strength training. So just thinking about that when we're comparing that to our group. So a little bit of background on alcohol's effect on exercise. So why do we care about these two variables? Well, excessive alcohol consumption negatively affects physical activity. And some examples of this are, it increases time for muscle recovery, it creates nutritional deficiencies, it can cause myopathy, and it increases cortisol levels. And higher cortisol levels are linked with a breakdown of muscle. So if you think about trying to, especially strength train and lift weights, it's actually counterproductive when we drink a lot and we strength train. And I think that may be an issue when we're talking about both behaviors together, because it's just counterproductive. And so talking about work hard, play hard, this was in my title, so I should probably explain it a little bit more. So work hard, play hard, this concept was first coined by Parker and Williams in 2003. So what they did was they looked at one cohort of adolescents, all the way from adolescents about through their mid-late 20s, and they found that actually the people that drank more also tended to make more money and to be more successful in their jobs and their careers than the people that didn't. So they pretty much said that people were driven to succeed in both work and leisure time. And then Musselman and Rutledge in 2010, they then translated this to the college population, specifically in a subset of college students. And they said that they may be motivated to exert maximum effort in all their activities. So they looked at exercise, they looked at GPA, and they also looked at binge drinking and alcohol status. And they actually found that there was an association between alcohol and exercise, but there was actually no association with GPA. And a little bit more on previous research. Recently, there has been some previous research done on this, probably in about the last 10 years. It's picked up a little bit. And I'll just be talking about a few different ones. There are definitely others than this, but I thought these were particularly interesting to highlight. So Moore and Wirch in 2008 found that frequent exercisers drank more and in greater quantity than did infrequent exercisers. And this is looking particularly at first-year college students. Musselman and Rutledge, which I was just talking about, they found a positive association between alcohol consumption and physical activity in college students. So just looking at these two, there are some differences that I will be pointing out and talking about a little bit later. So one talked about specifically exercise, and one talked about specifically physical activity. So just keeping that in mind. Also, Musselman and Rutledge, they looked at first through fourth year college students. And then the last one I'm going to point out is Buscemi et al. In 2011, and they found a positive relationship between vigorous and moderate physical activity and alcohol use among Greek members. So this one is a little bit different. It is talking about vigorous and moderate, but it's also talking about physical activity, and particularly in Greek members. They actually found that the association between physical activity and alcohol use was moderated by Greek status and gender. So something interesting to point out. So our population, we're actually looking at exercise in particularly the first-year affiliated Greek members. So it's a little bit different, a little bit unique from what's been done before. So the purpose was to examine the relationship between different types of exercise, so moderate aerobic and strength training, and binge drinking behaviors with first-year fraternity and sorority pledges. So a little bit about our methods. Clearly, we got IRB approval for this research protocol. And how we collected the data was through pencil and paper surveys, and it was administered in the fall of 2009 at a large public university in the southeastern United States. And in the fall of 2009, it was actually in the very first month of them being there and of them being newly Greek affiliated. So it's really a really interesting time to look at college students' health behaviors. And it was part of a mandatory educational programming for new Greek members, but of course it was mandatory educational session. Of course, our survey was completely voluntary, so they did not need to do it. It was also broken up. There were two groups with males and then females, and the only difference between their surveys was the definition of binge drinking. For females, it's four or more drinks in one occasion, and for males, it's five or more, but that was the only difference between the surveys. So just looking at our college population a little bit, so we had 1,373 college students who participated. Most were female, about 69%. Almost all were Caucasian, about 96%. Almost all were 19 years and younger, and about just over half were out of state. So looking a little bit further at binge drinking behavior. So like I said earlier, about 75% drank at least once in the last 14 days, so that is much above the national average. And about 61.7% drank at least twice in the last 14 days. So changing a little bit to typical drinking days per week, it's about 89% drank at least once in the last 7 days. And then average drinks consumed per week, I broke this up with males and females because males clearly drink much more than females on average. Males drank or consumed about 36 alcoholic drinks per week, and females drank about 13.5. Alcoholic drinks per week. Also, you can see I included standard deviations because there was quite a bit of standard deviation there. So looking at our sample, this was moderate exercise by gender. I did break it up by gender because I did find it interesting with the moderate exercise and as well as the strength training exercise on the next slide. So looking at the 0 days per week for females, which is in red, between 20 and 25% did not do any moderate exercise in the last week, and for males it was about 33-34% did not do any. So most people are actually participating in some type of aerobic moderate exercise. And this is strength training. So looking at females, just over 50% did not engage in any strength training exercise within the last week. And then for males, it was just over 40% did not engage in any. So again, most are probably about just over half of our sample did engage in some type of strength training within the last week. So getting to our results. So we ended up breaking up binge drinking. We looked at binge drinking at least or two or more times within the last 2 weeks. So that would be once per week. And we did a chi-square analysis, and that revealed that there was a significant association between strength training two or more, so that's two or more times in the last week, and binge drinking, so it's two or more times in the last 2 weeks. And our p-value was 0.032, so significant. But then we also found no association between moderate cardio exercise two or more and binge two or more. So there's a little bit of a difference there. And then we actually switched and looked at average drinks consumed per week. This is just a slightly different perspective. It gets at alcohol use as well, but it is a continuous variable, so we can do a little bit more with it. And we did an independent sample t-test, and it revealed that moderate cardio two or more, it was significant at 0.004. And we found that those who performed moderate cardio two or more times per week actually drank less than those who exercised one or fewer times per week. So we did the same exact thing except with strength training two or more times, and it was significant as well, but there was actually the opposite, so it flipped. So those who strength trained two or more times per week drank more than those who exercised one or fewer times, or one or less. And we found that interesting, so maybe perhaps in our sample that the type of exercise may matter in this. So a little bit of discussion. So clearly the majority of new Greek-affiliated college students who binge drink also engaged in exercise. So looking at it a little bit more closely, different types of exercise revealed different relationships to alcohol consumption. And this would be really interesting to study more. Maybe the different type of exercise may affect, or the different type of drinking may affect the other's behavior. So that may be interesting to look at in the future. And it is difficult to compare to other studies because, like I pointed out earlier, some studies talk about physical activity only, some talk about exercise. And although physical activity exercise is actually a type of physical activity, there are different motivations behind it. People do it for different reasons. So it is a little bit difficult to compare these studies. Also with intensity, different investigators looked at intensity in a different way. So being able to compare this is a little bit difficult, although we did find an association which is consistent. We did find an association with strength training, not necessarily moderate exercise. So we're kind of leaving that up and saying we did find an association, but not necessarily with the all types of exercise that we did look at. And some limitations, clearly, this was a cross-sectional design, so it was only one snapshot in time. The results are based on self-report, so there could be some type of bias there. And the research was conducted at one large public university in the Southeast, and the results may not be generalizable to other populations. So quickly, some implications and conclusions. Alcohol interventions for incoming freshmen should highlight the negative consequences of alcohol and exercise performance. Clearly, many college students actually engage in both behaviors, but they may not realize that it's actually counterproductive to do both behaviors. So maybe targeting health messages that actually talk about that contradiction may be interesting for future use. And then other future research should study the motivations for alcohol use and exercise. So I actually, from Musselman and Rutledge, intrinsic versus extrinsic motivations, so damage control. And damage control is also when people tend to exercise in order to reduce or negate the harm done by binge drinking, or personality or mood factors. So if you're very externally motivated, if you are really outgoing, or if you're very spontaneous, some researchers have posed that maybe that has to do with this association. And lastly, first-year Greek-affiliated students are particularly at risk for binge drinking and associated risky behaviors and should be the focus of future research. Of course, this was a very unique population because they were first-year and Greek-affiliated, and clearly they should be studied further, especially with alcohol use. Clearly, we're not doing questions yet, but thank you so much for your attention, and the references are available upon request.